Week 5, Food for Thought, Embracing the Emotions. First, there's a quote here by Christine Caldwell, and it says, "Emotional integrity is about letting a feeling be itself from beginning to end." And I really love the simplicity of this definition. So this week we're entering into an exploration of what Daniel Goleman calls the last great uncharted territory of the mind, our own emotions. Rather surprisingly, given how fundamental they are to our lives, there's no scientific consensus in what emotions actually are. Do they result from thoughts, or are they the cause of thoughts? Are they symptoms of disturbance? Are they neurobiological twinges? Are they biochemical secretions of the brain? Mainstream science offers little beyond its attempts to chemically manipulate the emotions through drugs. If we look at mythologies around the world, we see that they view the emotions as gifts from the gods, or perhaps the very gods themselves manifesting an energetic form within us. A surge of anger, a flood of joy, can seem divinely inspired visitations. Emotions move us from deep within, a vibrant mystery at the very core of what it means to be human. So why do we have emotions? As the word emotion suggests, emotions are meant to move us. The root comes from the Latin movere. Emotions are meant to wake us up to what's truly important in our lives. Emotional energy flows through us in powerful transformational ways, and it directs us into action, fine-tuning our relationship with reality. Emotions communicate with us directly, alerting us to what we need to know. For all that, our relationship with emotions is often fraught. Seldom are we content to be fully present with our emotional experience just as it is. We struggle to feel more, we struggle to feel less, we struggle to feel a different selection of emotions than those that we actually do. We seek to control our emotions, latching onto happiness while rejecting fear and anger and sadness, trying to keep these at bay through overwork or overthinking, addictions and distractions that numb our emotional nature. The degree to which we cling to positive emotions and suppress or avoid the remainder skews the natural balance in a way that creates far more suffering than the original experience of emotions that we might feel are not pleasant. So living in emotion-phobic societies, we often feel guilty for even having emotions. But the truth is, emotions are essential to helping us navigate through life, and they're how we connect and bond with one another. They're intrinsic to intimacy and social connection. Humans are social creatures. We all have needs. Feeling bad about your feelings is about as realistic and as useful as feeling guilty for the state of the weather. Emotions arise and pass, just like clouds in the sky. They aren't meant to be controlled or avoided, but rather accepted, appreciated, and possibly worked with. So about emotions and ayahuasca. When we work with ayahuasca, we can plunge directly into the emotional white water. Terror, bliss, disgust, shame, ecstasy, grief, and everything in between may arise in ceremony, so directly and so immediately that these emotions are difficult to bypass, although we might struggle mightily to do so and get stuck in a loop of avoidance, which the medicine will faithfully reflect back to us. In ceremony, as in life, it's our relationship with emotions that's the key. We can't control what arises within us, in or out of ceremony. We can't help what we feel, however hard we might be trying. But how we choose to receive the emotions that arise, how we feel about the feelings, offers the opportunity to release the additional suffering that attraction or aversion imposes atop our natural state. Working with emotions is thus at the very core of the integration process. The very feelings that you reject, fear or shame or anger, whatever your personal recipe might be, these unwanted parts of yourself are offering something crucial to you. The shadow is presenting us with exactly what we need to integrate and grow as individuals, precisely the emotional vitamins we are lacking. As Christine Caldwell writes somewhere else, emotions are evolution on the spot. So embracing the emotions, all of them, is thus at the heart of your ongoing work with ayahuasca. How you relate to yourself, how you relate to your emotions as key aspects of yourself, is vital to the integration process. Ayahuasca shines a light on exactly what you need right now. It doesn't work with future version of you, or where you think you're at, or where you want to be. It's showing you exactly what you are in this moment through your emotions. And in this way, your emotions are the doorway to transformation, offering energy for change and growth. Emotions and meditation. As a Buddhist-oriented psychotherapist, I've had the opportunity to see how meditation is misused in a quest for emotional peace. People feel sad or angry or depressed, whatever that might mean to them, and they turn to meditation as a way of bypassing these feelings. In my work as a therapist, by the time we're hitting our second session together, I'm usually telling them, meditation isn't about blocking your feelings, it's about going into your feelings, feeling them deeply in your body, working with the emotional energies at play, uncoupling them from the old stories you might be carrying, and connecting with your emotions in fresh and vital ways so that you can learn what they are telling you and take appropriate action and keep moving on. Part of meditation is learning from experience that emotions rise and they fall and they dissolve. And they return again in a different form or the same form. Nothing is permanent. But this kind of patient awareness involves paying exquisite attention to what is happening in the present moment without getting lost in the story. It's not about shutting down your feelings. As the saying goes, it's not about feeling better, it's about better feeling. Being connected with the full range of your emotions is rare to see in modern society. For many men in particular, the permissible emotional range is even more severely restricted by social mores. Anger is just about the only emotion men are traditionally allowed to feel, and perhaps euphoria. As a result, all the other feelings, sadness, grief, fear, shame, envy, end up displaying only as anger. And this is often difficult for women to understand. Unlocking your full range of emotional expression is essential to becoming fully human and completely embodied. Like learning to play a musical instrument in all its depth and beauty, the human body is tuned to emotional vibrations. Unlocking these and allowing them to flow is part of the beauty and the blessing and the wonder of full humanity. There's a few resources that I list at the end of the article here that you can look up. One is a book by Carla McLaren called The Language of Emotions, which I think is really a great book. She also has a website which features a blog and online courses and podcasts all about the emotions, the different emotions and their energies and what they each bring to us. Another is a book by Tara Brach called Radical Acceptance. And then there's a book by Miriam Greenspan, Healing Through the Dark Emotions, The Wisdom of Grief, Fear, and Despair. And finally, Paul Ekman's Atlas of Emotions, a super interesting website.